May the Lord direct our hearts this afternoon into the second chapter in the Revelation and to the fourth verse. The fourth verse in the second chapter in the Revelation unto John. The text, as you will quickly discern, follows on the message of the Spirit unto the churches, unto Ephesus, the commendation, followed by this air text. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. This somewhat in our text is not something in a way of judgment. A tried exercise believer may feel that the somewhat against them would be, if it were in that last day, something to cut them off, that their hope should perish, that they should at last be found out of the secret. That is not the intention of the Holy Spirit, I feel, in this text. It's not somewhat against in a way of judgment. If a believer, through faith in Jesus Christ, has his peace made with God, is resting by faith wholly and solely upon the blood, merit of Jesus Christ, all that the Lord sees in us to reprove in us, as sons and daughters in us to chastise, that will not separate us from the love of Christ, or from eternal salvation, that to which we were ordained and called unto to obtain in Jesus Christ. No, but the somewhat in our text is as the text describes, thou hast left thy first love. Not lost it, left it. And surely, my friends, of all things to have said against you, this must be the worst. The apostle said, if I have all faith and all knowledge, that I can understand all mysteries and understand all prophecies, if I have not love, I am nothing. Though I give all my goods to feed the poor, have not charity, I am nothing. Though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, love, I am nothing. And surely this then is the worst that the Lord can have against us. Somewhat against us. We leave the gifts. We have little understanding, little knowledge. That's bad enough when the Lord has given us faith to discern and understand. But oh, to have lost, or rather to have left this love. It's the worst in itself, my friends, to have against us, because it is a falling away. Repent, said the Holy Spirit, from thence whence thou art fallen. It's a falling away from that which the Lord has shed abroad in the heart by the Holy Ghost. That measure of love, that fullness of love as it seemed to us then, and has filled our hearts since. You've left that. By leaving the first love, I believe the Spirit means this. As he exhorts the people in that church to repent and do the first works. That faith, that rich gift of God to them, working by love, being the faith that works by love. See, it brought forth a good fruit, didn't it? It brought forth love to God, love to his people, submission to his holy mind and will. It brought forth this fruit of love, and this was what the Lord looked for and mourned because he couldn't find it in his people and would reprove in them. Because this so great a fruit, so rich a fruit in his sight was lacking. I've somewhat against thee. Said the Spirit, I know thy faith, and thy labour, and thy works, and thy patience, that thou hatest them that do evil. But nevertheless, thou hast left thy first love. And oh, I believe this to the Lord is more than anything else. So it's the worst thing in itself, my friend, to have against us. It's the worst thing to be feared. Oh, with an increase of knowledge and understanding from the Word of God in the ministry, and as claimed by the Spirit of God, the worst thing to be feared, to have an increase of every gift and grace and not have the increase of love. There's not that increase of love. It doesn't speak well for the faith that you profess or the knowledge that you understand. For in that day the Lord said himself that many shall say to me, Lord, we've done this in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils. Then will I say unto them, I never knew you. You see, what did they lack? Love. And so it's the worst in itself, the worst thing to be feared, and the worst thing to be found without. You that feel poor, will the Lord save you, as he said unto this church later on, that I know thy poverty, but thou art rich? Let none hide under poverty when the Lord has given us of his grace. But you feel your poverty, and moreover in the spiritual sense, you know what I mean. Oh, it will be a blessed thing to hear the Lord say in that day, thou art rich, thou hast not denied my name, thou hast a little strength, thou art rich. Poor in circumstance, poor as men esteem it, but rich in faith and rich toward God in what they gave and in their love. Let me sum up the sum of the meditation before us this afternoon. This then is my meditation for you in this place this afternoon. I hope not mine, but given me by the Holy Spirit. The Lord's got something against you and me. The exhortation is to repent and do the first works, lest if thou do not repent, I will come quickly and remove the candlestick from thee. By that is meant not his spirit from you, but either remove you from the privileges of the church, or the church from you. Or perhaps it could even mean a godly pastor from you. You that sit under a godly pastor, prize the privileges of it, lest I come unto you and to reprove you and remove the candlestick from you. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life. This is the message then of my heart, I trust by the Spirit. Do you want to eat of the tree of life? Even Jesus Christ. Living soul, is Jesus Christ the tree of life to you, whose leaves were for the healing of the nations? Is Jesus Christ all you need and the sum and substance of all our desire? Blessed is he that heareth and that doeth the things that are written in this book. Let us look at the things saith unto the churches. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. There were three churches that the Lord had somewhat against. First is what our text, thou hast left thy first love. The second church was the church of Pergamos, where the Lord said, but I have a few things against thee. Because thou hast them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and commit fornication. So hast thou them there, said the word in the 15th verse, that hold the doctrines of the Nicolaitans. What a solemn thing to have against any church. They mix and worship and go with, hand in hand in measure, with them who are idolaters, who love worldly things, sensual things, more than the things of God. Who also have them that hold the doctrines of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate, says the Lord, uncleanness, mixed marriages, giving their wives one to another, which sin, said the Lord, I hate. I don't believe we understand the sacredness of the marriage bond. Which thing I hate, saith the Lord. All uncleanness, fornication, adultery, and uncleanness. Which thing I hate. There was another church. If I can find it. I'm sorry, I can't find it here. There's only one church that there was nothing against, and that was the Philadelphian. And that was because they were poor. Thou hast a little strength. All these things are despised amongst men, but they had a little strength. They had not denied my name. Perhaps I had not honored it in the fullest, but they had not denied my name. Oh, said the Lord, they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. But I want to come to our text. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee. Look to the scriptures, my friends, and see the plain writing of this air text, and see in scripture some of the things which are not quite so plain. When the Lord would write things against Belshazzar in Daniel's day, the son of Nebuchadnezzar, this impious king, this wicked king, this man who called a feast and drank unto the gods of wood and silver and stone, caused his wives and concubines to do the same, Now the Lord had numbered his days, divided his kingdom. He was found wanting. It was somewhat against him, wasn't it? And the Lord appeared, the writings of a man's hand, the four fingers of a man's hand, writing on the wall in something the man could not understand. He saw the hand, meni, meni, tekel, upharsin. Thou art weighed, thy kingdom is numbered, weighed in the balances and found wanting. It wasn't very clear. He knew what it meant. He had troubled thoughts within him. His knees smote one to another. He knew it was the hand of God, even though it was not clear what it was. God's purpose being to send his servant to pronounce the judgment of God. Daniel, in whom was an excellent spirit, the spirit of the gods, as Belshazzar called it, had to declare the judgments and make known the mystery of this writing on the wall. Now take the case of the comparison with Simon and Mary. Mary, out of whom the Lord had cast seven devils. Simon could not understand the message of the Lord by this comparison before it was put to him. There was Mary at his feet, standing behind him at his feet, weeping tears of love upon his feet and wiping them with the hairs of her head, kissing his feet with the love because he'd forgiven her much. Now said the Lord, I've got somewhat to say against thee, Simon. Seest thou this woman? You see, one wicked man couldn't understand the Lord's servant to declare it. Simon wouldn't understand until the Lord said, see this woman? Thou gavest me no kiss. Thou gavest me no water to wash my feet. But this woman, below thy dignity, Simon, as he would say, hath not ceased to love me. But this word in our text this afternoon is very plain, my friend. What could be more plain? I have somewhat against thee, thou hast left thy first love. Doesn't need the interpretation. It just needs a setting forth of it. It needs the application of it by the Holy Spirit of God. It needs laying to heart by those who have ears to hear, because thou hast left thy first love. As I say, love is the worst thing in itself to fall away from. Do you remember your first love? When there was a hope raised up in the mercy of God. When after all your pantings and thirstings after God, when all your fights with unbelief, the Lord broke in upon your soul and shed love abroad in the heart. Can you call to mind that first day when that love broke every barrier down? And that love caused you to weep tears inwardly and outwardly. Broke your heart down in true godly sorrow and repentance. Raised up true and living faith in your heart, in the person of Jesus Christ. Then think of the love that was shed abroad in your heart. Now, my friends, repent from whence thou art fallen. Has the Lord given you faith? Have you fallen from it? That faith to discern, to understand, to believe all things. That faith to understand all mystery. faith to rest in. Faith to believe that the worlds were made of those things which do not appear. Faith to believe what God has promised. Oh yes, what a blessed gift of faith that was to you. As they left it, the Lord gives us faith that we might discern to profit and understand to profit. And since the Lord gave it to you, and you come to the house of God and listen to His word, He's given you His word too that you might read and study to profit. Oh, how much have we profited, or how little have we profited. There's everything in the word to nourish and strengthen your faith, and yet you're weak and ignorant of the things that God declares concerning the strengthening of your faith and the assurance of it. Oh, I say, there's somewhat against us. We have the living principle in faith imparted in our heart, that faith that worketh by love and acts upon the person of Jesus Christ and rests in His work and listens to His promises and hopes in them for eternal life. I'm somewhat against you. Would you be found reading other things than the things that belong to faith? Would you waste your time over trifles and the things which concern the precious gift of faith? When the Lord's given you this faith, faith to believe, faith to rest in Him, faith to overcome, I'm somewhat against thee. I'm speaking to myself, my friends, as well as you. Then take this, I have somewhat against thee, thy precious hope, for we are saved by hope. All that precious hope, it's a true hope, it's a blessed hope, it's in hope of eternal life, it's a tried hope, it's a certain hope. It's in hope of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. All the things that are given there for the strengthening of your hope, every promise upon which your hope rests and anchors, has the Lord got somewhat against you? Given you faith, given you hope, oh, the preciousness of that faith that He's given you. As He brought forth fruit, oh, the preciousness of that hope that is divinely planted within your soul, raised up, and oh, the preciousness of the love shed abroad in the heart. These are not mere fantasies, my friend. These are not acquisitions. These are gifts of the Spirit. Faith, hope, and love are the gifts of the Spirit. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, said Paul to Timothy. For the Spirit to the believer, neglect not the gift that is in thee. I've somewhat against thee. Oh, the sum of our text then is this. Repent and do the first works. Remember the first days. Remember the love that prompted you to tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour you had found. Remember the love that filled your heart as you spoke of the Lord Jesus Christ to His people. Remember the love that you were brought into the church by, the love that attended your profession of baptism. What's happened to it now, my friend? You know, if the church of God walked in the love that they were received in, and the love which it gendered in that early when they came before the church, there wouldn't be many church troubles, would there? I've somewhat against thee, thou hast left thy first love. Repent, says the Lord, and do the first works. that faith which worketh by love, bringing forth the fruits of love to the honour and praise of God. But if we've seen the preciousness of faith and of hope and of love shed abroad in the heart, oh, the blessedness of the obedience of love, I've somewhat against thee. If I could speak to to baptized believers, is the Lord something against you because thou hast left thy first love? Thy love not so cold, not so fervent and warm as it once was, neither to him nor to his people, nor to his ways or commandments. Neither cold nor hot, lukewarm, which thing the Lord hated too in the Laodiceans. And if there's a word to unbaptized believers, thou hast left thy first love. The Lord giving you these same graces of the Spirit, faith, hope and love. What were the first fruits in you? You brought forth many desires, many resolutions. What then has hindered you? The spirit of unbelief? Has it entered into your heart by Satan? Has there been a cherishing of it in the heart? I have somewhat against thee. Thou hast left thy first love. Take another look at the scriptures, my friends. There was Philip and the eunuch, and this eunuch was a man who again needed the understanding of the servant of God to enlighten him. Philip joined himself to this chariot. And this eunuch was reading in Isaiah's prophecy. Very beautiful this is. What was he reading? He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Oh, said the eunuch in my own way of paraphrasing it, this must be great love. Of whom speaketh thee? Prophet, of himself or some other man? And then Philip preached unto him the Jesus. Oh, I do want that this afternoon. You that have this precious gift of faith, hope and love shed abroad in your heart. You that know that the ministry is of Jesus. What doth hinder me to be baptized? In view of such love like this, he was led as a lamb to the slaughter, holy, harmless, undefiled. The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, in his humiliation, humbled himself and became obedient even unto the death of the cross. Behold the love of God, my friend. Oh, that this love might bring forth the loving obedience. For the Lord surely will say to you this afternoon, I have somewhat against thee. If ye love me, keep my commandments. My friends, I will close on this note. The love of Christ to his people was so rich, so abundant, so amazing. Let me close with a word of the hymn. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my life, my soul, my all. Oh, that we each in that day may hear the Lord's commendation. Come ye, my blessed of my Father. And why were they so blessed? Because they did those things which pleased the Lord, honoured him. Oh, but they said, when did we do this? When did we see thee hungry and fed thee? When did we see thee in prison and visited thee? This was love's work, you see, the secret of love's work. They didn't let their left hand know what their right hand was doing. And the Lord said, inasmuch, now come ye, blessed of my Father, enter into the joy of your Lord, prepared for you. Amen.